Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All right, hi, and welcome to another week on Mind Games. This week we're looking at sarcasm. I've long been called a sarcastic so-and-so by some of the people in my life, and it is, I believe, one of the funniest things that we can do. It's one of the things that when we all are able to play the game, when comedians are sarcastic, it is one of the highest forms of their art to make us laugh. But what about in everyday life? How does sarcasm play out for you and for me? What might some of the downsides of being sarcastic be? It is true, and some research suggests, that sarcasm can be an issue and can have an impact on our friendships, on our family, in our relationships. It's also been shown that sarcasm can actually serve as a bit of a defense mechanism for people. One of the ways that people use sarcasm is a way to conceal certain aspects of themselves, but also try and make a point, even if it is a veiled point. Or also to deflect certain sentiments and enter them into the conversation without actually having to say it. And sarcasm is definitely an act where things are said without actually being said or pointed at. So what's behind a lot of things? What are some of the bigger themes behind sarcasm? Well, sarcasm often is referred to as a form of passive aggression, as a way of potentially being quite aggressive, but in a very calm and controlled manner, and as a way to exercise or to dominate or to wield power and control in situations. Some researchers and psychologists actually speculate that this often comes from a bit of a projection of our own inadequacies, our insecurities, and also in situations where we feel like we don't agree with something, but we can't actually control or we have a limited ability to control or change that. Sarcasm can be particularly difficult and particularly detrimental in relationships where sarcasm actually magnifies existing issues with communication. You think about sarcasm being a double entendre or a number of meanings. And so if there's issues with communications, those mixed messages and meanings can actually increase conflict and increase the capacity for people to actually hurt each other in relationships. Another area where sarcasm really doesn't work is with children. Because children don't have the capacity to understand the complexity of these veiled or double meanings. And so sometimes they take things very literally and on face value. The last area that's really, really important to keep in mind, particularly if we are using sarcasm, is that it's very contextual and it requires a little bit of a shared assumption and a shared knowledge of each other and each other's sense of humour and each other's particular view on life. So sarcasm doesn't work particularly well with strangers who we encounter without all of that context. So a mind game you can play this week, next time you say something sarcastic, have a think about where that may have come from. Have a think about how the themes of power and control or inadequacy may be a part of that. And think about those double messages and what they may have actually, what the second message that may have been sent in there. And importantly, what the impact may have been for the people that heard that. Careful with sarcasm this week on Mind Games.